Ja, indeed. Shodhi Vasudev Bhagavat Prachodita. Being instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutam, his son, Samadaya, carrying very carefully. Saha, he, Sutika Grihat, from the maternity room. Yada, then, Bahigantum, to go outside. Yesha, desired. Dahi, exactly at that time. Agya, the transcendental energy, who also never takes birth. Ya, who? Yogamaya, is known as Yogamaya. Ajani took birth. Nandajayaya, from the wife of Nanda Maharaj. Yes. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur discusses that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and as the son of Yashoda along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya. As the son of Devaki, he first appeared as Vishnu, and because Vasudev was not in the position of pure affection for Krishna, Vasudev worshipped his son as Lord Vishnu. Yashoda, however, pleased her son Krishna without understanding his godhood. This is the difference between Krishna, the son of Yashoda, and as the son of Devaki. And this is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti on the authority of Hari Vamsa. This is, of course, a verse about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the purport is very, very interesting, because it makes the point that Krishna appeared in two forms. One is the son of Devaki and Vasudev in the prison of King Kamsa. And we have all seen this picture. Here the Lord has appeared. And the other is, he appeared with his twin, with the twin Yogamaya in the womb of Mother Yashoda. This is in Vrindavan. Did you know this? I once gave a class in Jamashtami about this, and it is a very, very deep subject, a very beautiful subject, which is certainly worthwhile to be discussed. In the Gopal Champur work of Jiva Goswami, it is described that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda so much wanted a child, but they remained childless when they were even in a high age, quite old. They had not a child, and they were worried, and all the Brijbasis were very much worried. They started to the Brijbasis fast on every Ekadasi so that they would help their king, whom they loved so much, with their fast, with their austerity, to have a child. Now, at that time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda always saw a child. They saw the Almighty Narayan as a little baby coming to them, and they were in bliss. Because you must know that even during previous existences, they had worshipped the Lord to please come to them and be their son. So now in this, in their life as Nanda and Yashoda, they actually saw this beautiful son. Then he was disappearing again. Many times they saw him, and they very much desired that he would appear. And this is what he, Lord Krishna, did. He appeared in the in the mind of Nanda first, and then in the mind of Yashoda, his dear wife. And he did not come alone. He came with his sister, Yogamaya. Now when Vasudev, now Krishna appeared simultaneously, I should explain, in the prison of Devaki and Vasudev, who were very happy about his appearance, but also very worried. They were in prison, and they knew that Kamsa would kill all the different children of Vasudev and Devaki. And so Vasudev brought him out, carried a little baby Krishna to exchange him with a newborn child of Yashoda. It's explained when Vasudev carried Krishna, all of a sudden his hand was wet. And he smelled the transcendental urine of God on his head. Oops. He took the baby to where a little stone was, and then Krishna happily urinated and relieved himself. This is very transcendental. The stone is still there. It is yellow. You can see the stone and pay your obeisances to this transcendental stone. I hope today we have no person who is full of doubt in the audience, because this person will not be able to relish this pastimes in the same way which a devotee who has great faith in the Lord, the transcendental nature and also transcendental pastimes of making the stone yellow has. So, yes, and the Lord went, was carried to Vrindavan, and when Vasudev saw the Mother Yashoda, he saw how she was sleeping. He did not see that there were two children, because everything was so there was so much excitement and anxiousness, I would rather say, that he did not see Krishna. He only saw Yogamaya. And with tears in his heart, he did what he felt he had to do, that is, take his son and exchange it for the baby girl, because he knew that Kamsa had heard that a male son would kill him, son of Vasudev and Devaki. And Vasudev thought, if I exchange the children and I take a female girl back, and then Kamsa, who sees the girl, will not kill her. He will understand that this is a girl. The prophecy was a boy would kill me. I'm not in danger. I don't need to kill the girl. So this hope was in Vasudev, and that's why he exchanged Lord Krishna against Yogamaya. brought Yoga Maya back. This this verse, it is a very interesting verse. The reason why Devaki had to give away Krishna, and Yashoda could, educate Krishna and let him grow, was that Devaki's love for Krishna was not as much as high as the love of Yashoda. The affection was more from a distance, with awe and reverence, and Krishna, therefore Lord Krishna appeared to them only in a partial expansion as Narayan, as Vishnu. For Yashoda and Nanda, however, he appeared as Krishna. He never ever left Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. This is a very deep subject. I don't want to go this morning in it because I'm a little unprepared, and I'm fearing that I will not do justice to the subject and explain it not in the detail it deserves to be explained. I was thinking today to talk how Krishna appears in our lives. This is very important. We are growing up in a spiritual, in our spiritual life, and it's very important that Krishna appears in our life. And I wanted to talk about this. Do you feel the need, Mathuranath, that Krishna appears in our life? There is a need. Mathuranath Prabhu sees a need. If Krishna does not appear in our lives, our spiritual lives will be dry. We will think, I did so much up to now, but I'm still so dry and so ordinary, and my heart is full of anxieties and so on. It's important that Krishna appears in our heart. So we very often say that Srila Prabhupada came to the West to give us Krishna. His followers wish to give other people Krishna. Now, how does this take place? How has Prabhupada given you Krishna, Sundarananda, and his followers? By giving us an opportunity to be engaged in devotional service, especially by chanting the holy name. By the Devotees Association, we were talking yesterday a little bit about it. This opportunity is given to us. Please think about this. How have we obtained Krishna? Has it ever happened that you were sitting, let us say, before Srila Prabhupada or before your spiritual master, and all of a sudden he handed back and he gave you Krishna? In the deity form. This has happened in the past once to a little girl called Saraswati. There was a high court judge of Madras who had a silver murti of Krishna, beautiful and very delicately worked Krishna with beautiful bodily features. And somehow the silver deity came to Saraswati, a little girl of maybe, I think, 7 years, and so on. And it once happened that somehow Srila Prabhupada decided to take that deity and keep it. To show something to his devotees, to teach them something. So he was talking to some important men, and all of a sudden the door flung open, and the little 7-year-old girl ran into the room full with anxiety, tears in her eyes, where is my Krishna? You know, Prabhupada was preaching to this very, very important man, that everyone was there. There was this girl with red face, red eyes, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And she couldn't just, you know, when a girl comes in like this, you don't send her out. It's just, she was there, though. Everyone turned to her. Oh, yes, a good question. Yes, where is Krishna? She had this silver deity in mind, but the way she asked it touched everyone's heart. And where is Krishna? Then her mother was there, and the mother said to this little girl, Saraswati, think, who has Krishna? The Prabhupada was all the time looking at this girl with a very moved expression. He was not saying anything. And the girl said, who has Krishna? That's a good question. I mean, this is how I get Krishna. Who has Krishna? And all of a sudden, you know, this out of the heart of the little girl, so innocent. Prabhupada! You know, and she ran to Prabhupada, you know, saying, give me Krishna. Prabhupada looked at the little girl. And he saw how the eagerness of the little girl was increasing. Eagerness. How do we say eagerness? Jalya? It's something else than jalya. Jalya means desire, but eagerness means the intense desire. Yes. It was increasing. And finally, he moved his hand back to the place where he had hidden Krishna, and he delivered the silver murti of Krishna into Saraswati's hand, who was very happy, and Hari Bol, yes! And she carried her Krishna and went out of the room to maybe offer him an apple or whatever children do with with deities. So, wouldn't it be nice, Doyanitai, if all of a sudden Prabhupada would hand back to you and say, here is Krishna, Dayanitai. Would be very nice. You know, we would have Krishna in our life. Tatpurusha. Imagine the situation. You come to your exalted spiritual master and you're very eager to have Krishna. You feel in your life you really need Krishna and nothing else will work to make you satisfied. You are very intensely desiring that moment of full Krishna consciousness, and somehow he hands you Krishna, and you faint in ecstasy, Hare Krishna. Wouldn't that be nice? It is very interesting how we will obtain Krishna, how Krishna will be handed over to us. And I have a very interesting purport from Srila Prabhupada. I wrote it down, and somehow the quotation, I don't know where it is in Bhagavatam. It says here, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text 18, but it doesn't have the chapter, so I will have to look for it on the computer. But I have it, it was typed by one of my secretaries, and I want to read this to you. The text, this is all about this question, how will we get Krishna? How does the spiritual master give us Krishna? How does Prabhupada give us Krishna? The text here is Devaki, it's about the appearance of Krishna, but not in Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's home, but in Devaki's, in Vasudev's home. Thereafter, accompanied by plenary expansions the fully opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose all auspicious for the entire universe was transferred from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki. Do you follow? Came from the mind, Krishna came from the mind of Vasudev into the mind or heart of Devaki. Devaki, having thus been initiated by Vasudev, it's interesting, it's an initiation. Lord Krishna came from the mind of or heart of Vasudev to his wife Devaki. So after she was initiated this way by Vasudev, Devaki became beautiful. By carrying Lord Krishna, the original consciousness for everyone, the cause of all other causes within the core of her heart, that's the innermost portion of her heart. And an example is given, she became as beautiful as the east becomes beautiful by carrying the rising moon. You can imagine the beautiful moon coming up in the east. Purport. Prabhupada very nicely explains this now, this unusual initiation. As indicated here by the word manastaha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was transferred from the core of Vasudev's mind or heart to the core of the heart of Devaki. Now Prabhupada says we must be very attentive because it gets very, very deep now. You must now listen so good that you will, because we need to understand this transcendental secret. We should note carefully, please note carefully, that the Lord was transferred to Devaki not by the ordinary way for a human being, but by diksha or initiation. Thus the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person, who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Godhead within the core of one's own heart. So by initiation, we are getting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of our heart. How does this happen? Do we get a silver deity in our heart by an operation? Come on the operation table now. And so on. The way is, I would like to answer this question myself. The way is that every initiation ceremony, we are getting a mantra, which we chant very carefully, and this mantra has the potency to reveal the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our sritsa. Sritsa means heart. In our heart. This is how we get Krishna, by getting the mantra. Now it's very interesting that it's not exactly as easy as in our Prabhupada Leela, but Prabhupada just handed the devotee a silver deity of Krishna. He is Krishna. We need to prepare ourselves and work that this gift is really received by us. I think we can understand little Saraswati is now dancing in discotheques in America. She has become a velika, a big Saraswati, and I do not know, this is the last thing I heard from her. She is very good in dancing to different rhythms, and she will have, she also has the work before her to make use of this gift. The silver deity may stand at her shelf at this moment, I do not know, and she has a challenge in her life to recognize Krishna in the deity. Also we have the challenge in our lives to recognize the Lord in the mantra which we have been given. A very, very good and deep example of this is called Kumar. Remember, when he was initiated, it took him quite some time before he could understand that in this Gopal mantra which he had been given by his spiritual master, this is Madan Gopal. Do you remember the journey of Gop Kumar? Have you, Slovenian devotees, have you heard about Gop Kumar? Yes? No? No? Yes? No? No reaction? But I will ask my other audience. Have you heard about Gop Kumar? You have heard. And how long it took him? How he looked for the Lord of this mantra, Madan Gopal, everywhere, in all planetary systems practically. How he then left the universe and finally, with the help of Narada Muni, found the deity of this mantra in Vrindavan. I think we have heard something about it, because many times devotees have talked about this. It will be also, soon we will have the book published in our hands. I hope, I'm waiting so eagerly, but it doesn't go as fast as one wishes. So this is how we all have been given Krishna, by the Hare Krishna mantra. Now it's up to us to recognize Krishna in the mantra. There will be a time when Lord Krishna will appear before us from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But for this, we have to learn to chant our mantra properly. Very often, we devotees of the international attempt for becoming Krishna conscious feel, oh, where is Krishna in my life? Where is Krishna in my life? You don't need to look very long. Look at the Hare Krishna mantra. Look how you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Are you giving it enough importance in your life? Do you treat it with the amount of respect which the Supreme Personality of Godhead deserves? Are you attentive while you are chanting? Maybe you have to do something in your life so that you can become more attentive. Maybe at this moment you are too much diverted with so many thoughts which have nothing to do or very little to do with God consciousness. We must model our life in such a way that we can somehow develop a deep relationship with Krishna in the form of His holy name. We might have to make changes if we become serious about obtaining Krishna. A very good advice has been given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who says that when you chant, you should actually meditate about the spiritual characteristics of the name. That here is Krishna in the form of swook. I'm sitting down to worship Krishna now. One of my very good devotee friends, he says, when he sits down to chant Krishna's name, he remembers that this is Krishna, and he thinks his different names which he chants are like flower offerings to the deity of the name. Nice imagination. Is Krishna the name, and he should be worshipped. Like a pujari who is very attentive. Where can I put this champak flower? I put it on the ear of the deity. Alright, but here I have another flower. Where do I place it? Well, why not between the two hands which hold the flute? He puts it. Oh, doesn't really look nice because it's now in a flute hole. How can Krishna play the flute if there is a flower in the hole? It will make and not woo. So now this can't be put. I put it at the end of the flute. This is how Pujari is very attentive, as he, because he worships the Lord. So a devotee has understood that Krishna has been given to him by the initiation in the form of the mantra, the sacred mantra, the holy name, he will be so attentive. He will be so respectful because he knows my Lord is here. I don't want to ignore him any longer. And so he should meditate about the spiritual characteristics of the name. The second very helpful advice is that a devotee should meditate in his heart about the meaning of the mantra. It is said that although the mantra is totally transcendental, it still can become purified for you, if you meditate about the meaning of the mantra. Or it's important for those of us who have attained, who have been given the Gopal mantra and the Kama Gayatri mantras, we must meditate about the meaning. Prabhupada said this, this is how devotees sometimes chant the Gayatri mantras. It's not so good. You must know what it means, what you chant. Otherwise it doesn't work. In the same way with the Hare Krishna mantra, you must know, meditate, my dear Lord, O Shrimati Radharani, O my dear Lord, please engage me again in your service, please accept me. This is our only problem. We have to accept Krishna. Krishna, please accept us. We are not very qualified, but please accept us. Please accept us. Please accept us. So this is very important to meditate about the meaning of the mantra. And the third advice is to pray with heart-rendering lamentation. Love of why chanting is a joyful activity. What is lamentation? Lament that you are still in the material world. And so very much in the ocean of material existence, like it is stated, I'm thrown in the waves of the material ocean. Lust, greed, envy, madness, these things have control over me, like the waves of an ocean have control over the swimmer. No. My dear Lord, this is not a good situation. Please pick me up again and bring me to your lotus feet. These three things will help your chanting so that you also can realize how Krishna is present in the name and how Srila Prabhupada, who came to the West to give the holy name, has given us Krishna. And also the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Please let us not ignore this gift. A devotee who becomes serious in making his contact with Krishna has to know where to look. And, where he looks, has to look, is in the holy name. That's the most accessible form of Krishna. Accessible is a different thing. Yes? Accessible. You can reach him, you can go to him much better. Again, I want to inspire you. It may take, you may have to make an arrangement in your life. Life in this world is sometimes quite, takes energy. Some of us have to radite, work. And some of us have to, you know, studying, and even those who live in an ashram have to be careful not to sink in the ocean of frustration somewhere, because they are not they need to find their situation in life, you know, need to find a mission in the ashram and not just live from day to day to day to day, but find out what am I going to stood for Krishna in this life. Huh? We all have to work a little bit, but let us not forget to work for the most important thing, is that how can we chant properly the Hare Krishna mantra? How can Bhakta James properly chant the Hare Krishna mantra? This is the how Sundarananda can I chant, can you chant the properly the holy name? What do you have to know? Do maybe we have to get married to feel more comfortable? Maybe we have to take sannyas to feel more comfortable in our life. Maybe we have to it's time for us to make a pilgrimage and throw ourselves into the holy Yamuna, our last chance. Maybe it's time that we give up our entanglements in the world and look towards the transcendental world. Maybe it's time that we think how to situate ourselves in Varnashram. Whatever you do, please try to do it in the sense that you wish to come closer to Krishna at this stage of your life. That means become closer to the holy name. When you determine to chant better rounds, chant better the holy name, then this is equal to the determination to come closer to Krishna. Have you noticed sometimes our minds are so agitated by so many other things that when we finally sit down to chant, our mind is not extremely cooperative. And it's no wonder. It's really no wonder. When you do so many things, when the 32,000 thoughts of the day are all engaged in something else than Krishna, how can you sit down and then all of a sudden say, Chekai, 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 stop mind, stop now, and please think of Krishna. It's ridiculous. The whole day, a stream of thought comes through your mind. Do you think you're such a yogi that just by sitting down now and chanting, the mind will give you peace? No, he runs the whole day. Maturanaji. Yeah? Sometimes a devotee who wishes to chant must first of all, I learned in my life, you must absolutely learn to keep yourself out of controversies. Especially those who are happening in the society of devotees. If you have your private opinion about Slobodan Milosevic, and this is a little controversial maybe in Serbia, your opinion, no problem. In Serbia they also have now, they have changed, I heard, they are no longer behind this politician. That's not so problematic to think about this call. You have your, but when you enter into controversies with devotees, with Vaishnavas, it takes so much energy from your mind. From morning to evening you think about it. Even in the kirtan you have this uneasy feeling that something is not right in my life. You might have to do something there. Go to that Vaishnava, invite him in, please, my dear Vaishnava, can we sit down? And I'm so troubled by this, about our relationship. Can we somehow make it work again? And be ready to make a compromise. This is something sometimes very important. Or you find out that your health is so bad that you always, when you chant, you fall asleep because you have absolutely no mental strength left, because your health is just so miserable. Then you might have to spend some time at the coast in the summer and swim every day for a minimum of 1 hour. I had to do this at one stage of my life. Whatever it takes, use this life so that you can chant Hare Krishna. I want to repeat this sentence. Whatever it takes in your life, make arrangements so that you can discover Krishna in the holy name. Let me please say it again. Whatever it takes in the life, model your life in such a way that you can chant attentively the holy name. I could tell this in 1,000 different variations, by the way. We could write books about it, and such books exist in our movement. But this is really a very, very nice part, a nice secret. Thus, the importance of initiation is mentioned here. Unless one is initiated by the right person, who always carries within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot acquire the power to carry the Supreme Godhead within the core of one's own heart. So what happens at the initiations? We are getting a mantra. Because Srila, we know we're getting this mantra through the pure devotee of Srila Prabhupada, and his assistants connect us with Srila Prabhupada, and in this way we are initiated and get Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was thinking very, very long in my life, what does it mean Prabhupada gives me Krishna? And I had my ideas, but then I came upon this verse and purport, and I was totally enlivened. Now I only have to find it it is typed from the Bhagavatam, but I, you know, I'm a, do we have a computer in here in the temple? Database. Maybe I could give this to you. You write this down, and then you find it. You just type the sentence in, and then you have it. And then you could be so kind to send it to me. My name is Sachinandan Swami. I'm on com, this is my com in the identification. It's very easy to find me. Dobro. Now I will end this lecture with a very revolutionary sentence. Are you prepared? It might change your whole life. Let us hear. This chanting should go on, says Srila Prabhupada. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and then no solutions, there should be chanting. Do you wish to hear it again? So nice, huh? This chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and then no solutions, there should be chanting. It's the most important thing. It does not mean that we should not have meetings. Obviously, we need to sit together and how our transcendental movement can come into a phase where it is even more active and effective than it is at the present movement. But the priority in life should be given to chanting, because unadvanced people will have an unadvanced movement, and advanced devotees will have an advanced movement. It is so simple. Movements are made out of people, out of you. Please take this serious. Please chant properly. You know, I'm your brother in the sense that I grow up in the same thing. I know how you chant because I know how I chant. Sometimes. I know that, let me say, it takes a very strong determination to improve one's chanting, especially when one is like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years in the movement like this one. The young ones, the young bhaktas are sometimes, you see them, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh,
my mom home. Krishna, Krishna, please save me, Krishna. Hari, Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram.
They chant, they try to chant, but sometimes we all people, Hare Krishna. Yes, room for improvement. Let us say it politely. Dobro, I want to end here. Thank you very much. Your kind association has influenced me to talk about my dearest subject matter and my greatest challenge in life, to chant properly. Do you have any questions regarding this? It is clear to you? You agree? How can we know what actions, I see, what deeds you said here? I did not understand. Dobro došli. You came late, but you came. How can we know what actions bring us closer to Krishna? By your experience. There are certain activities which we hear from our Srila Prabhupada has revealed certain activities. These are called sadhan, as activities which bring us to sat, the eternal platform, the spiritual platform. And as you do them, experience if you do them correctly. Is there an English speaking Bhagavad Gita here in the temple library? Maybe here? Can you maybe try to get one? Not here at the moment? Engelska? No? Someone is going and bring it. There is a very nice verse in the Gita that Lord Krishna tells us, if we practice this yoga process which he explains in the Gita, we can know him in full. That means an experience of knowledge, of revelation can be made. It's in this verse where Lord Krishna explains that he indeed can be known and experienced in full, happens to be the verse which is most often quoted by Srila Prabhupada of all the other verses. In other words, our movement has very much to do with experience. Knowledge means, in our case, experience. There are certain things in life which you know. For instance, you know that pizza with caperi and olive oil, you know, and proper amount of cheese is a good experience. You have eaten it, and when your teeth were just biting themselves into the caperis and it mixed with the taste of cheese and olive oil, you just knew this is very good, a very good preparation. It's an experience. No one had to tell you this. In the 11th canto it says, in the similar way, bhakti parishanu bhavo viraktiya, that when you are on this path, you develop bhakti, you experience bhakti, and deeper understanding, and finally an experience of Krishna, and also some detachment from the world. The detachment can become so intense that you even become detached from your frisura. It can happen. Yes, it's an experience. It is much more. And now maybe you cannot imagine that, but it will come to such a degree that you will. This is an experience. You know, this is better spiritual life. I don't need any material attachments. I need Krishna, and whatever helps me to bring me to Krishna, that is very good. Yes. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm always a little personal, and it's not always very good. How do we know? Yes, it must be by experience. You follow the path which is given by a pure devotee who has reached the goal, and you do it conscientiously, and then you do make experiences already on the path which confirm that you are on the right way. When you don't make spiritual experience, you should lament. What is wrong? Either the process is wrong or I am wrong. You should correct yourself at that time and see what obstacles you have not yet overcome in your spiritual life, where you have to work. I wish you all the best on this path. We need all the encouragement which we can get. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Oh, sorry, I did not look at it. Yes, Mataji, please. Two questions. Two questions. Oh. Yes. Let me first answer this one, otherwise I forget it. You keep the second question with you, please. What happened to the Krishna which Vasudev brought from Mathura to Vrindavan to exchange it against the baby girl? It is very nice what happened to that Krishna. That Krishna merged with the Vrindavan Krishna, because it is the Vrindavan Krishna who is the origin of the Vasudev Krishna, the Krishna who appeared in Mathura. That Krishna was a Vishnu Krishna or Vasudev Krishna in a four-armed form. See here, this is how he appeared, and then he came into this little form, but it's a four-armed. He just took this form as a baby, but it's a form armed Narayan form of Vishnu. This merged in the Krishna. Wonderful, isn't it? Yes. How can, is it not so that only the one who follows the footsteps of the gopis can enter Vrindavan? How could Vasudev enter Vrindavan, who was a worshipper of Narayan and not of the charming butter thief, and who's at the same time the origin of everything that is? How could he enter Vrindavan? Have you entered Vrindavan? There are many people who come to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan themselves, there are many worshippers of Narayan who have temples there. Brahmanas, the Brahmin community worships Ranganath. There's a huge Ranganath temple. You can certainly go to Vrindavan. But the speciality of Vrindavan, that affection which the residents of Vrindavan have to Krishna, can only be say that type of mood can help you to enter that Vrindavan. There are many, let me say, many devotees who live in Vrindavan, who can go there, but who cannot go into that relationship which the confidential associates of Lord Krishna have. But they are there, they can go there, but they can't enter that same relationship with Krishna. If you wish to follow the footprints of the real devotees of the Lord, the gopis, you have to learn selfless service to the Lord. This is how we can enter this, what is called the mood of these dear devotees. We have to learn the selfless service of the Lord. That's a very nice leela which Prabhupada has told us, which can instruct us how we can develop this mood which will bring us to the Vrindavan Krishna, who has this loving exchanges with his confidential devotees. The leela is about Krishna. It's actually a leela about the gopis, but this is how the leela starts. Krishna wanted to glorify his dear devotees, the gopis, and one day pretended to have a terrible headache. Terrible. I mean, really intense. So Narada Muni said, "How can we help you, my dear Lord?" "Yes, I need medicine," said Krishna. "Yes, what medicine can help you?" "Well, the foot dust of my devotees." Narada Muni thought, "Well, if this is the medicine, then I go to the Brahmanas in Varanasi. They are good devotees, they are very clean." He went to them and said, "Krishna has a headache." "Oh," said, "well, how can we help?" "Well," Krishna said, "by is the foot dust of you, he can be helped." "Foot dust of us? Impossible. When we touch with our foot, even the deity, we go to hell. What to speak of our dust from our dirty, moochy feet goes on the head of the Lord. We don't want to go to hell." This is how most of the religionists follow religion. They want to be elevated in their life. Narada Muni said, came back and said, I didn't get the medicine. They were not ready to give it. Krishna said, "Go to the gopis." When Narada Muni asked gopis for the foot dust, they immediately said, "Take it," and they gathered the put it in bags, bring it to the Lord. "What?" said Narada Muni. "You're very bold. Are you not afraid that you will go to hell?" "We can go to hell," said the gopis, "but the headache of our dear Lord should go away. If this is the way the headache goes away, he can have all the dust he needs. Come back for more." This mood is very important. Devotees who do not learn this mood of selfless service and who try to enter these higher topics, they will invariably make a terrible mistake in their life, and they will never come to the stage of Gopi Baba. They will take their next birth as woman because they meditate about woman and their relationship to the Lord, and they will marry and have children and so on and so on. It's nothing to do with the spiritual life to enter prematurely in this. You can only enter as a conditioned soul, by learning first this mood of the gopis, which is selfless service. Selfless service, helping Srila Prabhupada to fulfill his mission in the world, selfless service to Krishna's mission in this world, to elevate the conditioned souls, and so on. This is very, very important. I'm saying this because I have heard that many people, young devotees in Europe, are very hungry for nectar, which is wonderful. We should learn more about Krishna and go deep into Krishna and so on, and hear about him more so that we can think of him. But it's very important that this little thing is added in their lives, the selfless service, because that is the characteristic, that is the example, and that is what we can learn from the gopis. It's the underlying mood. You hear in Vrindavan, it's amazing how the devotees think about Krishna. They are ready to do anything for Krishna. Anything. Imagine Mother Yashoda. She would give all her life as for just one pleasure for Krishna. This is how they think. They are mad for Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. But the conditioned souls are mad for pleasing themselves. They do mad things sometimes. Thank you for your wonderful questions. Yes, how did how could Vasudev enter Vrindavan? He couldn't enter that that Braj Bhakti, which is necessary. Is there because he was in a different mood. He was in Aishwarya Bhakta. No. This is also the question, how can we enter Vrindavan? It is my very strong conviction, only if we become selfless servants, because that's what everyone is doing there. Even the trees, imagine the trees. They stand there to give shade to Krishna. The clouds, they see, oh, it's very hot, and then they come like an umbrella over Krishna's head. They just want to serve him. It's amazing, even the thorns, when Krishna touches them with the lotus feet, they become soft as butter. They don't want to prick Krishna. Really selfless. Give up their identity of thorns. All their ego is strong thorns. They become butter thorns. There was in our Slovenian Tribune, yes. Yes. Say the whole thing, then it's easier. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would be good if I would have an English Gita. Has it arrived by now? No. Which is locked. The first line of 9.5. So, yes. Or can you translate it? Is it difficult? Nimai, your name is so long. Nimai. What? Abhinandan Nitai. What a good name. Give it to Abhinandan Nitai. But it may be best to read it in English because this is translated and translated back.
What is Krishna saying? But still everything what is made, what I did, doesn't rest in me. Doesn't rest in me.
Yeah, acha. Oh yes, this is easy. I know how to answer this, hopefully. Krishna has said everything rests in me, but then he says, but still, medyutam, it does not rest in me. What it means is there are different me's. Krishna, as his universal form, or his all presence, in this everything rests. But the Goloka Vrindavan Krishna is different, and everything does not rest in him. It rests in his expansions. Thank you. Yeah? Lord Krishna is here in Vrindavan, and he expands himself in different forms, and one of these forms is the all-powerful Mahavishnu, from whom the whole universe emanates. This Mahavishnu expands further into the universe as as different forms, and then finally the all-pervading Super Soul, the Lord who is present in every atom and between every atom. And in this form, and everything rests in this form. The Lord in this form is present everywhere, and everything is resting on him like pearls who are resting on the string. But the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, is engaged in his loving exchanges with his devotees. His expansion, however, which are here in this world, carry the whole world. Everything is in them, in this sense. So everything rests in one sense in Krishna, because also the expansions are Krishna, but the original Krishna is different from his expansions, and therefore everything does not rest in the original Krishna. How it can be there. Yes, it took me 4 years to understand this. I was translating it, and while I was translating it, I didn't understand it because I was such a mladi bhakta. I still am, only on the beginning of this sacred knowledge, but it's a good question. What is your name now? Padma Sundari. Yeah? So everything rests. Yes, that was Padma Sundari is saying, but everything is, you have given an explanation, but Mother Yashoda saw in Krishna everything. Krishna wishes to reveal it. Yes, he can show it, because he is the Lord of all expansions. But usually Krishna hides these Aishwarya things. He cries, Mother, I need I need your care, I need milk from you. The Mother Yashoda then said, but you have all the milk in you, no problem. Don't come to me. You have all the cows in the universe in you, don't come to me. No, Krishna keeps this Aishwarya aspect carefully hidden away. Even Mother Yashoda saw her unusual son, the potency of a son, but she didn't want to see it. It's an illusion. Some magic is working here. Because Krishna deals with her entirely different. You know, if he would deal with his dear devotees like he has everything, then where's the need of anything? But the Lord comes in his relationship with the devotees as a lover and says, please do this for me. Hare Krishna. Krishna showed at other times also how he is really that Lord from which everything comes. But it is a very unusual. Krishna quickly hides it because he has a different business as Krishna, business, different agenda as Krishna. But yes, you are correct. We should not separate the other forms from Krishna. Krishna is them, they are Krishna. But Krishna's speciality is this loving relationship where he divorces himself from his godhood. And he acts like a person who makes himself dependent on the love of his devotees. His speciality. Do you have any other questions, or should we now take breakfast? One last question. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I do not know what is meditation when I chant, I can't meditate. When I meditate, I can't chant. Is it somehow connected, or the word for meditation is smaranam in our tradition. Smaranam means to direct your mind, and in if you just want to pacify your mind, that is also there in our tradition. It says before you chant your Gayatri mantra, you do some exercises with the breath, which calm down your umski. But that is not so regarded as so extremely high important. It's just like, I once asked the devotees, why the Hari Bhakti Velasu talks about this type of meditation, breathing, pranayama and so on, before the Gayatri Mantra? Why doesn't it give the exact process? And the answer is, it was so selbstverständlich, so obvious how to do this. It didn't need to be taught at that time because everyone knew it. I also learned it. It's very simple. You just sit down, you begin to bring your mind to the breathing, and then you will see how the mind, if you do it long enough, if you have the pranayama exercise, the mind becomes just very peaceful. Then you can chant the Gayatri Mantra easier. Hare Krishna. But it is not it is just a tool, like a car which drives you somewhere, or like you wash your body. It's not even mentioned by Prabhupada so much, because he had so much trust in us. Sit down and bring your mind to the chanting, and it works also if you bring the mind to the chanting. Hare Krishna. Dobro, we want to end our little morning class here. I want to thank all of you very, very much for your kind attention which you have given me. I know this is your greatest gift, and I was very glad yesterday to hear all of you sing, and I want to encourage you. This temple is somehow going on, and I was so surprised. I didn't know the deities were here. I was totally surprised. I remember when we had our altar here with a little picture of Panchatattva. Now all of a sudden they are here. It seems they have a plan despite us. They have their own plan. And I want to encourage you to please think about these 2 points which I was making. One is to think about devotee relationships, and the second is to go deeper in your spiritual practice of chanting the holy name. Then you will be a part of Krishna's plan, for sure. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.